Hey guys, what's going on? This is the second installment of me reading stuff on the internet and giving my opinion, like articles that I find that are like somewhat interesting, mainly to inform people and kind of break away from just like, you know, my rants, which is super fun. Allergy season is upon us. I am literally dying. All my homies hate pollen. Fuck pollen. But the first story we're going to get into, this is going to be maybe a short episode. I don't know. Not that I didn't find a lot of stuff, but I didn't find a lot of stuff that interests me, in a sense, to talk about. But there was one. Well, there's two. They're both from the EFF. And then there's other problems out there from not only just the EFF, but the Wired has been doing some pretty good stuff too. Surprisingly. And we have to understand that a lot of things are going to start changing as we go into maybe like a negative connotation of surveillance capitalism, which can be somewhat of a problematic thing when we value money over people's privacy. If money's at the forefront, people's privacy will always be last, and then eventually we'll get into the habit again, like we are now, of, oh, well, I have nothing to hide. Like, we've been conditioned to think like that, and I urge people to reject that. If they hear it, if people say it, tell the other person, hey, just give me your email, your password. I just want to see what you're receiving every month, and no one ever does it. So, the EFF wrote an article on April 22nd, 2025, the Electronic Tear Foundation. I'll leave the link in the description. And I'm going to take a synopsis of this. Florida's anti-encryption bill is a wrecking ball to privacy, and there's still time to stop it. Bill, I'm just going to get to the part, the action of it. This bill sets off serious alarm bells for anyone who cares about digital rights. SB 868 is a blatant attack on encryption communication. Since we last wrote about the bill, the situation has gotten worse. The bill and its House companion have both sailed through the committees and are headed to a full vote. That means if Bill SB 868 passes, SB 868 would force social media platforms to decrypt teens' private message, breaking end-to-end encryption. Ban disappearing messages, a common privacy feature that helps users, especially teens, control their digital footprint, and allow unrestricted parental access to private messages, overriding Florida's own two-party consent laws for surveillance. Likely pressure platforms to remove encryption for all minors, which also puts everyone they talk to at risk. In short, if your kid loses their rights to encrypted communications, so does everyone they talk to. There is no safe back door. Encryption matters, especially for teens. It's time to speak up. It is unsafe, and that is the synopsis of it. I do not like the idea of this. I'm going to tell you why I don't like the idea of this. But I think the bill passed, if I'm not mistaken. So I'm on Florida State's website. Social media used by minors. This is directly from them, so it's not like the EFF was like being hyperbolic. Social media used by minors, requiring social media platforms to provide mechanisms to decrypt end-to-end encrypted when law enforcement obtains a warrant or a subpoena. Requiring social media platforms to allow parent or legal guardian of a minor account holder to view all messages printing minor account holders from using or accessing messages that are designed to disappear or self-destruct, or ephemera in nature. Good job, Florida. So in February of 2025, it filed. By March 27, pretty much on committee agenda. Favorable by judiciary 4-1, 2025. Yays 9, nays 2. The two people that said no, fuck you. Now in rules. Favorable by rules, yays 21, 0 nays. Placed on calendar, second reading. Read second time. Amendment adopted. Read third time. CS passed as an amendment. Yays 34, nays 3. Fuck the nays. Yes on the nays. No, awesome on the nays. I'm reversing it. Like, they want it to pass. Fuck the yays. Fuck all seven of you. And fuck the 34. The nays, thank you. And that was 4-24-2025. I think it passed. Amendment delete everything after the erroneous clause. Insert. Amendment, insert. Amendment, delete lines. Okay, insert. Sponsor. I think it passed. I'm not entirely sure. They have like rules. Vote history floor, Senate. Yeah. Citations. Wow. I don't see that. Anything about that. But it's supposed to be effective date by July 1st, 7-1 of 2025. First engrossed. 6, allow a parent, and this is crazy, I'm reading like through the actual bill. Section 1, paragraph B, section 2, paragraph B, Florida paragraph, social media platforms, terminate any account held by an account holder younger than 14 years of age, including accounts that social media platform treats or categorizes belong to account holder. Allow account holder younger than 14 years of age to request to terminate account. That's fine. Permanently delete all personal information. If law enforcement obtains a warrant or a subpoena provided by a mechanism to decrypt any encrypted or data encryption features that restrict or accessibility of messages on any account of a minor so that law enforcement may view messages relevant to criminal investigation involving a minor, allow a parent or legal guardian of a minor account to hold a view on messages, prohibit a minor account from holding or using accessing messages that are designed to disappear in certain periods of time, or upon viewing self-destruct messages or messages that are ephemeral in nature. Okay. If law enforcement obtains a warrant or a subpoena, allow parent or legal guardian, prohibit a minor account from holding or using accessing messages. Yeah. Allow the confirmed parent or guardian of an account holder who is 14 or 15 days to request that the minor's account be terminated within 10 business days. Yeah. It's always to protect the children. But that means if, say, your brother, say you have abusive parents, and your brother, and you and your brother are talking about this, and their brother's, whatever, 18, and you're 14, and they're like, hey, when you turn 18, we're going to leave. Fuck mom and dad, they suck. You know, whatever. They have a lengthy conversation about their abusive household. And I'm just going off the top of my head with something that is very realistic. Now those messages, and say like the parents monitor your guys' phones and you want them to disappear. This wouldn't be allowed at all. Does that mean they cannot have signal? Signal is not social media, but it allows disappearing messages. I recommend people to switch to Signal and not use social media as their primary form of messaging, personally. I know that's a hard pill to swallow, but it's getting increasingly harder to trust these giant billion, if not these trillion-dollar organizations that will work with law enforcement and does have a narrative at the end of the day. They got to follow the law so they can make their money. Oh, you're a minor? Sorry, no disappearing messages. And then what if, like, you and your parents are, like, just exchanging, like, you know, hey, mom, can I get the credit card? Or dad, can I get the credit card? No, but we'll send it to you to use via picture or something and delete it. Can't do that now, can we? If they're a minor. Now that's in there. And if it gets, if they have the ability to decrypt these messages and there's no end-to-end encryption and a hack happens, then all their personal information gets leaked out of into the probably the worst hands. That's a huge problem. And not only that, it's always with safety in mind. Parents just need to be parents. Be involved in your kid's life. Social media is not a parent. And the argument is like, oh, you can't watch them 24/7. Well, no shit. Like, you can't watch them 24/7. That's the point. they're gonna do dumb shit and they're gonna go online. They have access to the internet. I mean, you don't need to get them a phone besides a flip phone. You could get them a flip phone. If you want to be, I reject the idea of a flip phone for security purposes. I would say there's ways you can restrict access to the internet and make it as annoying as possible. I mean, it's just because flip phones use SMS. So I don't know what's worse, access to the internet or SMS. And they're like, oh, they could just use their friend's phone. But that makes it so much harder. You know what I mean? Like, just, I think the most realistic approach is have a conversation with them. Like, hey, online isn't as cool as you think it is. I think it's cool, but online isn't as cool as you think it is. I just want you to be honest with me and have a conversation with them. Like, there's bad people on the internet. There's weirdos on the internet. You know, if, like, set boundaries. Kids will listen when you set boundaries and you're open and honest. That's just my personal take. I always see the most restrictive parents, their kids do the most fucked up shit. And behind their parents' back. You know what I mean? You don't have to, like, rule with an iron fist or anything. Just say, like, hey, social media is dangerous. And it is. It's the open internet where there are weird people on the internet. I mean, like, that's not a crazy take, but I think also the internet's cool. I think we villainize how it's used. If you sit on TikTok all day and you join them and you guys do TikTok, like, and you just consume Gooner fucking Roblox brain rot content all the time, no shit. But if you're just using the internet as a tool as entertainment and, like, other way, like, just, I don't know, I say lead by example. I see a lot of parents on fucking TikTok, and it's crazy. Like, 40-plus-year-olds. Don't know, yikes on that one. It's like, you're on a kid's app. Like, literally, and kids' apps, I actually came across a video, this is, like, a slight rant. There is no app for kids anymore, just kids to, like, chill on. And, like, I remember growing up, I probably ran into, like, adults, but, like, I felt like I, like, ran into way less, like, adults on the internet when I was growing up. I don't know. It's, social media social media could definitely be a negative thing. And we could blame social media for some stuff. But no one forces you to have it. I think a cell phone's important. I think a number's important. I think those two things are a need in society. You do not need social media. You have people's number. You have, like, people have phone numbers today. just use them. Sharing memes there. I don't know, like, I don't know how to drive that part across anymore. It's like, people act like you need social media. You don't. And this is coming from a person who is on social media. Mainly Blue Sky, but that's really about it. And Mastodon. Because I'm not goon posting on there all the time. Like, it's because I have no feed, I have no algorithm. It's just, I'm like, I see stuff that I like, I'm like, oh, that's cool, I'll read. I'll clip some news, because not having regular social media, I do not get news. I do not have news, I don't have TV, I don't have newsletters sent to my email. Like, I'm very blind to the world. If I didn't have Blue Sky or Mastodon, I'm very blind to the world, what's going on. I don't watch news, I don't watch stuff like that at all. How do I find stuff? I happen to follow these creators, these places, a long time ago with on Mastodon. And then I have an RSS feed, but that's not just news related stuff. I have an RSS feed for a lot of stuff. But I don't, like, it's very difficult for me to sit on social media and get news. I think that's insane. Even like getting it from, I wouldn't say I get it from social media, because it's directly from the EFF, like their Blue Sky account or their Mastodon account, whichever one they have. And it's hard because these companies need to be on social media to deliver their message. So it's kind of a catch-22, because that's what everyone fucking uses to get their news, like Facebook. But if I'm getting it directly from that, like, if I see it on their them post something, or if it pops up in an RSS feed, I go read it and source it and vet it and think about it. People just see headlines and, like, just move on. They don't go far anything beyond that. So, pretty much there's no safe backdoor. I think that it's stupid. It imposes a threat. If this bill passes, Jesus Christ, talk to your state reps. Contact your lawmakers and demand that they reject this. If you're in Florida and it hasn't passed, reject it. Talk to your lawmakers and demand they reject it. Privacy is worth fighting for. Pretty much, I think that everyone has access to privacy and an end-to-end encryption. I mean, I don't know how to drive that home anymore. I think, and if you're a parent and you're watching this, just have a conversation with your kids. Be like, hey, I don't like that you spend 4 hours gooning on TikTok and Snapchat and Facebook and Instagram. Like, touch grass. And use Signal with your family. Like stop using WhatsApp. Stop using Facebook Messenger for sensitive stuff. Switch to Signal. Huge difference. Because you can't ban an app. It becomes very, very, very difficult. Very, very, very difficult. Now, EFF has another amazing thing that just came out on the 28th. April 28th. Congress passes a Take It Down Act despite major flaws. Today, the U.S. House Representative passed the Take Down Act, giving the powerful and dangerous new route to manipulate platforms into removing lawful speech they simply don't like. President Trump himself said that he would use the law to censor his critics. The bill passed the Senate in February, and now it heads to the president's desk. The takedown provision is take it down applies to as much as a broad category of content, potentially any images involving intimate or sexual content, and the narrow NCII definitions found elsewhere in the bill. The takedown provision also lacks critical safeguards against favors or bad faith takedown requests, Services will rely on automated filters, which are infamously blunt tools, and they frequently flag legal content from their fair use commentary to news reporting. The law's tight time frame requires that the apps and websites. Verify when there's which infinitely is bundle of content. The law's tight time frame requires that the app's website remove speech within 48 hours, rarely enough time to verify whether the speech is actually illegal. As a result of online service providers, particularly smaller ones, will likely choose to avoid onerous legal risks by simply depublishing the speech rather than even attempting to verify it. Congress is using it the wrong approach to helping people whose intimate images are shared without consent. Take It Down pressures platforms to actively monitor speech, including speech that is presently encrypted. The law thus presents a huge threat to security and privacy online. While the bill is meant to address a serious problem, good intentions alone are not enough to make good policy. Lawmakers should be strengthening the enforcing existing legal protections for victims rather than inventing new takedowns regimes that rip it for abuse. Absolute dog water. And because of all the legal jargon that the pork fat that they shove in there, the Take It Down Act is a flawed attempt to protect the victims that will lead to censorship. Now, in February, they talked about this. Congress has begun debating the Takedown Act, a bill that seeks to speed up the removal of troubling type online content, non-consensual imagery, and/or NCII. In recent years, concerns have grown about the use of digital tools to create something called deepfakes. The bill would lead to an overreach of censorship. It mandates that websites and other online services remove flagged content within 48 hours, requires reasonable effort to identify and remove known copies, although this provides a design to allow NCCI victims to remove this harmful content. Its broad definition lacks safeguards that will likely people to misusing the notice and take down systems to remove lawful speech. It has no safeguards. I'm going to go check out the bill myself. Most likely going to get passed, though. It introduced, passed Senate, passed House, to the President. It's going to become a law. The bill generally prohibits the non-consensual online publication of intimate depictions of individuals, both authentic or computer-generated. It requires certain online platforms to properly move such existence in adult subject where publication is intended to use cause. A minor subject where publication is intended to abuse or harass a minor, arouse or gratify the sexual desire of any person. Violates are subject to mandatory reservation and criminal penalties, including prison, a fine. Threats to publish intimate visual depictions of subjects similarly prohibited in the bill are subject to separate. Wow. Right here. Covered platforms must remove such depictions within 40 hours of notification. Under the bill, covered platforms are defined as public websites, online services, or applications that prominently provide a form of user-generated content. Super awesome. So it's a very short and very freely used word-wise bill. Not a good thing. Now, why it's not a good thing is because the EFF is suggesting, they could be like, oh, let's take this down. This violates this bill. And then we get into a very weird area where speech could be suppressed. Or people that are depicting cartoons, which under the First Amendment is protected. And then if the government is forcing these platforms and forcing them, they're like, take this down or something's going to happen to you. That would be violating free speech, as long as it's not violating the law, obviously. And as long as it's not violating, you know, people, like, I'm not, like, stealing someone's content directly and profiting it from it. Like, obviously, like, actual copyright content. But this goes back to when people were doing, like, reaction channels, and they were just sitting there, adding no context, and they're, like, actively stealing content, and there's no transformativeness, then those people, they'll try to take them down, they'll fight it, et cetera, and then you got the people that are, like, they just don't like criticism, and they're, like, take this down, and then it violates their, they do, like, a false DMCA strike, which is illegal, because A, you have to dox yourself if you want to fight it. So if you're, like, a faceless person, you have to dox everything about yourself to fight it. So it's either that or take it down, when it could be transformative, and it's just people just don't like what you say. You know, we live in a really strange society where we have YouTubers going to court over content, and, like, people, and then you have, like, people that just sit there and, like, do reaction content, but, like, they're just sitting there eating like a carrot or something, getting millions of views, actually, like, stealing, getting paid and stealing content. YouTube has a really bad track record of, they have a really bad track record of actually, like, being able to uphold anything, like, that isn't a violation of like content creators, like, own stuff, I guess. How would I word this? YouTube has a bad track record of enforcing shit policies that protect leeches, and not enforcing policies that protect people that are actually doing, you know, within the laws and within, like, I guess, like, content morality. Where, or like, the spam bots, or, like, the, what do you call it? The scam ads that people get. Stuff like that. Like, YouTube's a real cesspool for this. They have bots that constantly berate messages, that berate, like, streams, and they also have a really sloppy moderation policy, like, moderation. They have sloppy moderation, just like Twitch. It's, like, not good. And then stuff like this, where it gets introduced, where they're going to enforce their platforms to remove stuff that might be within the legals of free speech, and not even just legal, like, just, you know, criticism, because it's so loosely written, that might not be good for society. But it's going to pass. It's going to go to the desk. It already passed the House, which is, I think it's good in nature. Like, I'm not for people making, like, I don't like the idea of deepfakes being made of people that don't do porn, and then they do porn. I think that's inherently wrong, because you're putting them in an industry that they are not associated with. So I think that's fine to, like, get rid of, and, like, be like, find people for making it, like, make it annoying. I think that's okay. I think there, but it's, you got to write the law. Like, you got to write it as a law where it's targeted towards that, and not so loose where it can be abused. I think this will be abused, personally. In hindsight, I don't think that it's just going to be abused. I think it's going to be used by even worse people that have higher power that just don't like criticism. The bill will lead to pretty much over censorship. The takedown provision has no real safeguards. Takedown creates a far broader internet censorship regime than digital DMCA, which has been widely abused to censor legitimate speech. But at least DMCA has an anti-abuse provision and protects services from copyright claims that should comply. This bill contains none of those minimal speech protections and essentially greenlights misuse of its takedowns regime. The online service does its best job of protecting users' privacy, could also be under threat from take it down. While the bill exempts email service, it does not provide a clear exemption for private messaging apps, cloud storage, and other end-to-end encrypted services. Services that use end-to-end encrypted by design are not able to access or view unencrypted user content. This is true. How could such services comply with the takedown request mandated in the bill? Platforms may respond by abandoning encryption entirely in order to be able to monitor content, turning a private conversations into surveilled space. You also have to take this into account. Places like protocols, like Nostr. I didn't even think about this until right now. Nostr and Blue Sky, if they use a protocol where censorship is almost non-existent, or IPFS, the Interplanetary File System, that is decentralized in its nature, where stuff is distributed, and there is no way to actually ban or censor it because it's a protocol, just like email. How do you do that? You can't go to Nostr and be like, take it down. If they're all sharing like pictures of Trump having sex with Elon Musk, or like videos of Mia Khalifa stroking Shrek. You know what I mean? Like, Shrek didn't want this. You know what I mean? And they say it gets viral. Like, it goes around. Like, on Nostr, Nostr becomes huge, goes viral. How do you do that? You can't. And then if it's zero access, if it's zero knowledge encryption, zero knowledge access or whatever, where they can't access the content, they can't access your account, they can't access the media, they can't force you to take it down. They would have to maybe ban your account if they saw it. An array of criminal and civil laws already exist to address NCI, non-consent imagery, I'm assuming. In addition to 48 states have specific laws criminalizing the distribution of non-consensual pornography. These are definition, defamation, harassment, and extortion statutes that can all be wielded against people abusing NCII. Since 2022, NCII victims have also been able to bring federal civil lawsuits against those who spread this harmful content. That's fine. If a deepfake is used for criminal purposes, the criminal law will apply. If a deepfake is used to pressure someone to pay money to have it suppressed or destroyed, extortion laws would apply. For any situation in which deepfakes were used to harass or harassment laws apply, there is no need to make a new specific law about deepfakes in either of these situations. I agree. They already exist. And again, like, decentralized platforms, which are becoming kind of much bigger now, where they rely off protocols and not platforms, that is literally almost impossible to enforce. In many cases, civil claims could be brought also against the distributing images under causes of actions like false light invasion of privacy, false light claims of commonly addressed photos manipulation, etc., etc. Congress should focus on enforcing and improving these existing protections rather than opting for broader takedowns. I mean, that's the EFF's takes. I agree with the takes. It already exists. That was in February. And then Congress passes. It passes, so it's going. There's nothing we're going to be able to do as a society to change people that are like 300 years old about how the internet works and how a lot of these platforms that are starting up are trying to restrict as much access to data, mainly so they probably have to stop complying with law enforcement and takedown requests, and it's less maintenance, and because people like the idea that the internet is free and uncensored to a certain degree, obviously. I mean, if you don't like somebody, just don't follow them. If you don't like an idea that a group has, don't unless you want to, don't interact with them if it upsets you. that those are valid things to do. You don't have to follow Kanye. You don't have to follow these you don't have to create parasocial relationships. Parasocial relationships are actually the most autistic, the most retarded thing on the planet. I do not get it. And people explain it to me, and I'm like, do you not have free will? Like, people believe in free will. I don't really believe in free will, but that's a totally different conversation. But if you have the will and you take these parasocial online relationships to the extreme, you need to touch grass, like, immediately. There's a lot of people in the Linux space I look up to, in the privacy space I look up to, because I think they have good advice, but I do not know them. They are not my friends. They are not people that I interact with on a daily basis. They are not changing tons of opinions about me. They're not influencing me. They're just educating me. I'm taking the education at face value, and I'm absorbing it. And I'm like, that's some good advice in the privacy space. But they're not, like, influencing my moral code or making me hate somebody. Like, they're like, oh, man, Robert Downey Jr. doesn't like Nicki Minaj. Okay? Why? Why do I care? I don't. I don't care about these people. They don't care about you either. Like, they genuinely don't. I interact with some YouTubers, and they're cool, and I like them because they're cool. But if they came out and they're like, I don't like you, I'd be like, all right. Don't know what to tell you, buddy. It's online. It's the fucking internet. I think society needs to touch grass a little bit. Because when you have millions of followers, I get you have a responsibility. You have a responsibility to, you have your own sets of responsibilities as a person. Like, don't fuck your fans. Because of power dynamic, because there could be something like wrong with that. Like, you have your golden rules. Like, don't talk to minors. if you play Roblox, like, these aren't hard things to do, because you wouldn't do them in real life. Just because it's online doesn't negate the fact of it. It's like we live in fucking cuckoo town. And now with, like, non-consensual deepfakes happening, which is a problem, and I get it. Like the EFF said, making this bill doesn't make any sense. It's just, like, extra steps. It's very stupid, and I will never understand it. Share with your friends and have a conversation about this. Actually, have a conversation about this with your friends. Be like, do we really like Logan Paul? Did he change my life? But I don't know. It's just I don't like when, and the thing is, this isn't like to get like political. I'm trying to be as partisan as possible. I'm trying to be whatever. I'm trying to be as neutral as possible. But I do not like when a government agency that embraces free speech and calls themselves the free speech advocates, and then they do shit like this, and they're not. I mean, they found Elon Musk censoring countries and people, and Trump doesn't. Anytime a news publication criticizes him, he has a meltdown. Like, he has a straight meltdown, and it's kind of crazy. Like, you're the president. You should be immune to criticism. You shouldn't have your bussy getting mad. If, like, someone criticizes you, you're like, all right, okay, like, next. He gets, like, butt hurt. It's crazy. It's actually crazy. Who cares if people attack you? It's your job. You're literally, I'm not talking about, like, Walmart, it's your job, because you should never, I mean, if you're attacking, like, fucking, like Walmart employees because they can't lower the price because they own Walmart, that's crazy. But you're the president. You're in a position of power. eat dicks. Like eat a bag of dicks if you get upset about stuff like that. That's just my take, though. As neutral as possible. I don't like the idea of the government trying to force platforms to censor its people, and it's going to be increasingly much harder. So if you feel like your shit's going to be censored, or this is going to affect you on a free speech level and a privacy level, quit platforms, join protocols. Look for protocols out there that respect your privacy. Look for platforms ran by independent moderators or run your own, and go from there. Nostr, Mastodon, PixelFed, Blue Sky, just flock to it. Leave these shit platforms and let them die finally. This is going to be the last one. This is by Wired. It was written April 28th, 2025. Car subscription features raise your risk of government surveillance, police records show. Records reviewed by Wired show law enforcement agencies are eager to take advantage of the data trails generated by a flood of new internet-connected vehicle features. Fucking great. Imagine if you would have told some, but just a quick note. Imagine 10 years ago if someone said, hey, your car is going to have subscription features. People would have a fucking stroke. They'd be like, hell no. Why the fuck would you ever put a subscription feature in my car? If you were to go back even 15, 20, you'd be like, you're a psycho. This is 1984. Like, okay, magic man. Car connected to internet. Automakers are increasingly pushing consumers to accept monthly and annual fees to unlock pre-installed safety and performance features from hands-free driving system. That's retarded. And heated seats to cameras that automatically record accident situations. Just get a dash cam. There, I solved it. But the additional level of internet connectivity subscription model requires can increase drivers' exposure to government surveillance and the likelihood of being caught up in police investigations. A cache of more than 24 police records. I'm going to read this on my YouTube channel too. This is a very interesting article. A cache of more than 24 police records recently reviewed by Wired show the U.S. law enforcement agencies are regularly trained on how to take advantage of connected cars with subscription-based features, drastically increasing the amount of data that can be accessed during an investigation. The records make it clear that law enforcement is knowledge of the surveillance far exceeds that of the public and reveal how corporate policies and technologies, not the law, determine the driver privacy. Each manufacturer has their whole protocol on how they operate the system. Vehicle utilizes telemetrics, mobile Wi-Fi, camera, and etc. One law enforcement officer noted that in presentation prepared by the California State Highway Patrol and reviewed by Wired, the presentation, while undated, contains statistics on connected cars from the year 2024. If the vehicle has an active subscription, they add, it does create more data. That's fucking insane. Tesla workers shared sensitive images recorded by customers. Wow. The CHP presentation obtained by governments, transparency nonprofit, propriety of the people via public records request trains police on how to acquire data based on a variety of hypothetical scenarios, each describing how vehicle data can be acquired based on the year, make, and model. The presentation acknowledges that access to data can ultimately be limited due to choice made by not only the vehicle manufacturers, but the internet service provider in which connected devices. That's crazy. This is a very lengthy article, by the way. So I'm not going to read all of it. I highly recommend you go down and read it so Wired can continue to get clicks and views and make their money or whatever. They've been doing very good. They've been doing very good reporting. Location data is some, and this is just, I'm going to read the last part. Location data is some of the most sensitive, revealing information that is generated by our devices, including our cars. The EFF's Crocker says it's extremely revealing of one's obvious where you go and where you've been, but also the people you associate with, all the things you're doing. You can paint a very clear picture of life of just list all the places with cars been. Supreme Court has made it very clear. That's insane. That's like a last chunk of it. Just go read the article, please. It's seriously a very, it's lengthy to me, but I don't want to take it away from them. I might read the whole thing on my YouTube channel in coming soon, on this, cause this is very insane. Don't buy a new car. That's my take out the, don't buy a new car or find a way to neuter it. How to neuter your car is going to be. I'm just thinking of RTP, Right to Privacy Act, how he neuters Intel management system from laptops. And, like, we're eventually going to see hobbyists and, like, YouTubers, how to neuter your car. That's crazy. That's, like, this isn't, like, a good thing. And I don't think that we're in a good place for privacy and security, especially just your vehicle. You almost need a car to live in America. And most people buy a new one within the last 5 years. They don't buy used. And if they do, it's still within like the last probably like 5 to 6 years. They'll be like 2019, 2020. And then all this information that it collects and sends out is not only a risk to your privacy and your security, it is a risk to people that are maybe in a domestic violence situation. If this information is easily accessible or hackable or dumped and stolen and then dumped on the internet. And I know a lot of people think that you can't just access these forms. Some of these breach forms and hacker forms have tens of thousands, if not millions, of active users constantly going in and out. I mean, it's hard to track the analytics of that because a lot of them are hosted on darknet sites and in nature, and we're just guessing. I'm just guessing. Tens of thousands, probably, if not more. It's probably more. We as a society need to start rejecting this kind of stuff with either our dollars or with laws. We have no data law protections at all, which kind of sucks. And I think that that's a huge problem. But the only way we can do it, if we're not going to reject it with laws, is reject it with our money. Don't subscribe to this shit. Don't buy these kind of cars. And go back to modern, safe vehicles with modern features that do not require internet access. I don't want to say we would pay a higher premium to remove that, because I don't think people would. I'm not retarded. But we are paying for it, either with our data or in the cost of the car now. It's like, cool, have this, your car has this GPS tracker in it. That was cool. Like, all right, I have OnStar. Yeah, that's cool. That's, you know, subscription-based, and I can choose to get it or not. Now it's like, you have you have 30 sensors in your car, and one's for your music, one's for this, one's for this, one's for this, and now, it's all connected through these API endpoints, and it's going back into our database. You know, we're going to sell that off. Yeah, fuck you. Kind of thing like, we know exactly where you were at 4:03 last time, like yesterday, you know. But if you plug this device in, it'll save you some money on your car insurance, and then you're like, that's abused. So, and then, your friend connected to your Spotify in your car? They agree to all the TOS, all the diagnostics, your phone, your location. Just give us your contact list so you can make your calls while you're driving, which you shouldn't be doing anyways. It's just becoming increasingly, your car is becoming less private and worse. The bus is becoming more private. You know what I mean? Here's $2, sit down, you know, top off. Bikes are more private. I've always been an advocacy for bikes. Bikes is the true freedom transportation. No registration,
no tracking, no privacy. I mean, besides your phone, but you can just put in airplane mode. Bikes are true freedom. Like, if you want the truly freedom of lack of tracking, bicycle. And e-bikes are getting better until that starts going in. They're like, oh, how would you like this tracking device on your bike? You know what I mean? Like, so, and it's going to have a built-in app. If your car needs an app, if you use an app to use your car to operate, you're fucked already. And you should rethink about that. And if your dealership told you you need this, pick a different car. You should pick a different car because that's crazy. But I don't know. That's insane. I'm going to leave the articles in the description. I highly recommend you guys go read them. This has been a 50-minute rant. Thought it was going to be much slower, shorter than that. I appreciate it, and I'll guess see you in the next average. I'm going to try to do, like, going back to, like, weekly content, and then at the end of the month, I just read some articles that I pick up, give my thoughts, and then move on. But that's about it. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. You have a nice day.